The following program is a presentation of the Arkansas Symphony and UALR Public Radio.
This is Jeffrey Robson for the Arkansas Symphony Orchestra, and you are listening to At the Symphony. This is Jeffrey Robson, and you're listening to At the Symphony. What you've just heard was from the iconic Piano Concerto in A Minor of Edvard Grieg. We're listening to a classic recording of pianist Radu Lupu with the London Symphony, conducted by Andre Previn. During this radio program, we will preview and explore the music of the Arkansas Symphony Orchestra's Masterworks series, which is poised to kick off its 15-16 season this weekend with a pair of concerts at the Maumelle Performing Arts Center. Norwegian composer Edvard Grieg achieved international recognition as a composer partly as a result of this piece, which was composed in 1868, the year the composer turned 25 years old. It has become one of the most widely performed piano concerti in the entire repertoire. The work opens with a dramatic descending line, then ascending arpeggio in the solo piano part. It slightly evokes Robert Schumann's Piano Concerto, which could have been an influence on the well-educated Grieg. The first theme that follows, which you just heard, is simple and beautiful, with a repeating rhythm that makes the tune very catchy. The upcoming second theme has a placid and tranquil feel, but with a Wagnerian twist of harmony that leads the musical phrase to end with something of a question mark. Grieg's rich scoring for the symphony orchestra leaves you to wonder why he didn't write more orchestral music during his career. We continue listening to the first movement of Grieg's Piano Concerto in A minor. You're listening to At the Symphony on KLRE Classical 90.5, where we have been listening to Grieg's Piano Concerto. That recording is of pianist Radu Lupu with the London Symphony Orchestra. We're discussing it because this piece will highlight the season-opening performances by the Arkansas Symphony Orchestra this weekend. Internationally acclaimed pianist John Kimura Parker will be the featured guest artist. Those performances are this Saturday, September 26th at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday the 27th at 3. It is a quintessentially romantic piece. The dramatic and structured first movement that you just heard is followed by a lyrical and poetic second movement that is much freer in form and is thought-provoking and introspective in character. Beautiful solos emanate from the wind section of the orchestra, particularly from the horn. It continues directly into the third movement, which is virtuosic and a little folksy, as one might expect, but is also restrained in temperament in the way that reminds you of the music of Brahms. The second theme in this movement again shows Grieg's creativity in scoring for orchestra. The flute plays a melody in a very high register that is accompanied just by violins, using a technique that produces a distinctly icy and distant sound. It is a moment of complete contrast that is easily noticed. Here is an excerpt from the second and third movements of Grieg's Piano Concerto. You've been listening to Grieg's Piano Concerto in A Minor here on At the Symphony. I'm Jeffrey Robson. We are previewing the works to be performed this weekend by the Arkansas Symphony Orchestra on its Masterworks series. We'll air this program here on Classical 90.5 and online each week that the ASO presents those Masterworks concerts. Visit arkansassymphony.org and klre.org for more information. Opening the concert this weekend, and thus the season, is another wonderfully evocative work of symphonic music, Felix Mendelssohn's The Hebrides Overture, also known as Fingal's Cave. Mendelssohn, born in 1809, turned out to be a child prodigy born into an influential and intellectual Jewish family in Hamburg, Germany. His early exposure to musical scores of J.S. Bach helped him hone his craft to the extent that he produced a masterpiece of Western music at the age of 16, his famous Octet for Strings. At the age of 20, he made his first trip to England. In addition to a successful concert run in London, he traveled with a friend to the remote Hebrides Islands around the northwest coast of Scotland. They visited Fingal's Cave, which is a sea cave that was famous for having fascinating acoustics. The experience inspired him to write a fragment of music that he sent back to his family in a letter. The piece that evolved from it, however, took him several years to call finished. It was eventually premiered in May of 1832, back in London. Mendelssohn seems to have either intentionally or accidentally given the work two titles, The Hebrides Overture and Fingal's Cave. To this day, the titles are used interchangeably. Here is a live recording from 1966 made for radio broadcast with the Stuttgart Radio Symphony Orchestra conducted by Karl Schuricht.
Thank you.
listening to At the Symphony on KLRE Classical 90.5. This is Jeffrey Robson. The Arkansas Symphony Orchestra opens its season this weekend with a pair of concerts featuring works of Mendelssohn, Grieg, and Alexander Borodin. Borodin was a composer during the Romantic era, part of a group of Russian composers in the mid-19th century that were called the Five, or the Mighty Handful. This group included Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov, among others. Their goal was to produce art music that sounded more quintessentially Russian. They did succeed to an extent. Part of what unified them was that they were all somewhat provincial, not part of the court or conservatory establishments, and to an extent, they were musical amateurs. Borodin, who was of Georgian descent, was well-educated, spent time as a military doctor, and pursued chemistry as a career. He was quite successful and spent his whole life in academia. His talent as a composer is quite evident, though. His music contains lots of harmonies that would have been quite exotic sounding to Western European audiences. One can almost hear a Central Asian influence in the scales of notes he chooses. Thank you. the Symphony on KLRE 90.5. In this program, we preview and explore the music of the Arkansas Symphony Orchestra's Masterworks series. That series opens this weekend, and on the program is the piece we've just been listening to, Alexander Borodin's Symphony No. 2 in B minor. Borodin, as it turns out, while committed to writing Russian-sounding music, he liked to stick to Austro-Germanic traditional forms like the symphony and its traditional four-movement structure. He even took some flack from his peers, his Russian nationalist composer friends, for just this. The second movement is called Scherzo, as any symphony of Beethoven or Schumann might have in the second movement. It contains lots of virtuosic writing for all of the instruments in the orchestra. There are skittering woodwind lines, blaring brass lines, especially in the trombones, and ever so busy string parts.
Thank you.
This is Jeffrey Robson, and you're listening to At the Symphony. The piece you've been listening to is Symphony No. 2 in B minor by Alexander Borodin, in a recording by Amsterdam's Royal Concertgebouw Orchestra, conducted by Kirill Kondrashin. The third movement is rich in Eastern-sounding harmonies, and again features the entire orchestra, from plaintive horn solos to lush string parts. We'll start in the middle of the third movement and continue listening into the fourth movement finale. This symphony is generally considered Borodin's finest work. Since composition wasn't his full-time occupation, and he was frequently distracted by other composition projects at the same time that this piece was being composed, it took him a number of years to finish the score. It has a great celebratory feel to it, and it has led many to feel like the piece exhibits Russian patriotism. The symphony was premiered in 1877. Outside of Russia, Borodin's music was first championed by Franz Liszt, whom Borodin met while on a chemistry trip shortly after the premiere of his Symphony No. 2. He started arranging for performances of Borodin's works in Western Europe, where they were heard and undoubtedly influenced other composers who were trying to break out of the Austro-Germanic mold, namely French composers like Debussy and Ravel. Here is an excerpt from the third and fourth movement of Borodin's Symphony No. 2. You've been listening to music of Borodin on KLRE Classical 90.5. That was his Symphony No. 2 in B minor, performed by the Concertgebouw Orchestra under the direction of Kirill Kondrashin. You can hear this work in its entirety this weekend as the Arkansas Symphony Orchestra takes the stage to open its 2015-16 Masterworks season. Those performances are this Saturday, the 26th, at 7:30 p.m., and this Sunday, the 27th, at 3. They will take place at the Maumelle Performing Arts Center here in Central Arkansas. On the podium will be music director Philip Mann, and featured will be internationally acclaimed pianist John Kimura Parker. The program consists of romantic favorites by Mendelssohn, Grieg, and Alexander Borodin. Visit www.arkansassymphony.org for more information and tickets to those concerts. Until then, this is Jeffrey Robson for the Arkansas Symphony Orchestra, and we'll see you at the Symphony.
You have been listening to At the Symphony with Jeffrey Robson, a presentation of the Arkansas Symphony and UALR Public Radio.